Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good day to go inside and watch a basketball game.
Exactly right.
At Trinity College. We welcome in the Hall of Famer, Jim Calhoun, head coach of the USJ Blue Jays, and our visit with the coach brought to you by the Hartford Law Firm of Ruscassi and Davis. Coach, good morning. How are you?
I'm not too bad. I'm trying to, like all citizens, look at the results in the elections and friends like Joe Courtney and some of the other guys, and John Larson and the state, personal friends, and obviously on to Washington. So, I'm doing that. And as you said, trying to get ready for a basketball game on Friday night, and then we play again Sunday and next week, and here we go.
Busy schedule to start, and you know it's interesting. You mentioned the congressional people, and certainly Joe Courtney's a guy who's a big Red Sox fan. So he and you and him share something in common.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was going to call you somewhere. Sometime, and probably doing the Yankee series as much as anything else. But now, you know, we had the, if not the best, we had the best team. We didn't necessarily purely have the best talent all the time. But because we were such a tight team, that's really hard to do in baseball. And Alex Cora should get great credit for that, by the way. Because, you know, Joe, they acted like a team. Guys were willing to sacrifice. And obviously they had a great season, historic season. It's pretty special for us Red Sox fans.
Hey, Coach, it's kind of difficult. You know, you're talking about building this team. And that was clear when you'd watch the team. I mean, there were years where they were just totally separate and disparate, each of them in their own little world. But, I mean, that's one of the challenges that you face, putting a program together to find guys who can play, you know, can have the right role with each other.
Well, you know, when you think about this, 3 months ago, none of our players were in school. We didn't have a team. You know, we had uniforms with no players in them. I think the big thing is that we had some good kids. They played in the pro-am during the summer, so someone got some work together a little bit. But when someone said, you're starting from scratch, I said, no, we had a dig about 2 feet down to get to scratch. Because and we got some good kids, good players. I'm really happy with it. We played two exhibition games. We played Fisher College, which we were a little better than. And then went up to Brandeis and had a pretty good win up there. But as you guys know, exhibition is exhibition. And we played a pretty good William Patterson team, who I believe was an at-large team last year in the NCAA tournament.
When you set out to do this, when you went looking for players, you and Glenn went out and scouted, what kind of kids in particular were you looking for?
I'll tell you a funny line. I asked someone, do you have anybody here who's a borderline, who's a Division II player, maybe a borderline Division I player, but close? That's the guy I look for. Because a lot of kids, I went to 63 different games. Some of those were tournaments with three or four games in a day.
Right.
But the reason I'm telling you that, there's a lot of good players out there, in particular in Connecticut, because of some pretty good basketball, particularly in the prep school areas now, and good high schools, obviously. But we saw a lot of kids. We were able to get some tough kids. We got, it's funny because Brandeis was saying, boy, are you athletic. I think I've heard this before. because the way we want to play, which is fast and aggressive, we've got some pretty good athletes. I hate to say this because everybody talks about their freshmen now, and we got freshmen. No, they're players. I told our kids the other day, when they throw the ball up, you're not a freshman. You know what you are? A point guard. You're a power forward.
Right, right.
And you know what I'm saying? But I mean, we have one kid who transferred from BC.
Wow.
Yeah. And once again, he didn't play much there. But I think he's a pretty good, talented kid. And everybody else, I think the next 12 kids are all freshmen. Their first time around. And it's going to be fun. And yet it's going to be work. And it's going to be all the things that doing anything special together entails.
And, you know, it's funny, when I was doing my prep work for the first two games, all the William Patterson kids are from New Jersey. All the Medgar Evers kids are from New York. So Division III basketball is really regional.
It is regional. You know, we are unusual when we introduce that. We have two kids from New York, a kid from Boston. Oh, wow. You know, and in Connecticut, and obviously we have some great Connecticut kids play for us. But as you know, Joe, a ton of those kids were not from Connecticut initially and became Connecticutites by playing for us. But no, I mean, you're right. So it's like a Jersey team versus a Connecticut team versus a New York City team. And
cool.
It's been a fascinating world. I've been learning things about the level. I still don't have a hold on how we fit in the whole level. I do think we have some talent, but you know, I'm really anxious to see how we do on Friday night against a team that's won before and a team that that we haven't seen before. And you know, it's a little different too because it's difficult to get any kind of tape on these teams.
Jim, you're going to have basically 20. I heard you had 20 on the roster. Is that true?
Well, it sounds good, but
no. Well, I just heard it from the guys here.
No, I've heard 21. So,
oh my!
No, I mean, we've had kids injured. We have a couple.
Name
of
them.
So the kids that they maybe couldn't handle the academics, et cetera, et cetera. So we're probably at 14 right now, and I say probably because some of those other kids they become practice players. So as far as Ray and Joe dressing guys, I think we're just 14 on Friday night.
Well, the play-by-play man thanks you for that because my score sheets only go to 16. So if
I
you dress.
You know what? When I was making these decisions, I thought of you, Joe.
Yeah, I know you, as you always do, Coach, as we've done since those first days of Calhoun's Court back in the Jorgensen's auditorium.
2 days ago, Joe.
You know what? We never won an Emmy for that, and I'm still mad about that.
Well, that was wonderful. I enjoyed that because it was the only place that the two of us could sit afterwards when the lights went down and just talk for 2 hours. How do we turn this thing around?
Exactly. Well, we are certainly looking forward to our association with St. Joe's. It's going to be a great relationship, and certainly getting a chance to work with you again. It means a lot to me. So thank you for your time. I will see you later. We're coming in to do an interview for my big Friday night sports show on Fox. And we look forward to Friday night at 7:30 at Trinity.
We want everybody there, Joe. You, Ray, everybody else there. It'll be a fun night for us.
Well, okay then. Hey, thanks, Coach.
Thanks,
good
Coach.
To hear you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, there you go.
He sounds pretty chipper. I think he's ready to go.
I think he sounds great.
Well, I mean, he's a guy who loves the gym. He's a gamer. And that's his...
Well, you knew when he retired, he wasn't going to stay away.
Well, I think that a lot of people thought that was it. But he got involved with ESPN, and I think that kind of stoked the fire a little bit.
Okay.
All right.
Should be fun.
Yep.
You'll hear it here.
Yep, Friday night, 7:15.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.